This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
I'm with the Armstrong and Arthur Charitable Trust for Lesbians, and we make a regular presence out in the park, and we are very happy to interact with our members of the community and other interested parties in the work that we do for the Trust.
And your stall today, you've got lots of photos of Betty and Bea.
Yes, we have. This is a new thing that we've introduced because we were interested in digitising some of the photos of Bet and Bea, but also show the communities, particularly the youngsters, that these women had a very interesting life and how they were behind setting up of the Trust.
It's such a lovely idea to kind of keep their spirit alive and to have their images here today.
It was actually it was marvellous compiling. This is just a sample that we had copied because we do have their photo albums in our archives. And it really made the women seem to come alive again. I vaguely remember Bet and Bea. They came out to our communities in the 1980s during the homosexual law reform, and that's when I met them, but of course they'd been around a lot earlier than that. And some of the gay guys will remember Bet and Bea because they were members of the Victoria Club round in Oriental Bay. They actually died in the early 2000s and our trust went on from there.
How is the trust going? What are some of the projects you've been working on?
Well, we have regular funding for the lesbian library, Lilac, and the Wellington Community Lesbian Radio Program. We've given some money to the Drag Kings lately and to dance, the same-sex dancing competitions. Unfortunately, because of our interest rates and our restricted finance, our restricted income, we don't have quite as much money to give out as we did. But these are our core things. And Bet and Bea, of course, were very keen dancers. And I'm sure if they were here today, they'd just be overwhelmed.
Yes, what do you think they would have made of? I mean, there are so many people, there's so much diversity, so different from the mid-80s, I imagine.
I think they would have been overwhelmed. I'm not quite sure if they would have, that they wouldn't have had culture shock because of the diversity now, but they did have a wide range of friends in our communities, and some of those friends participated in their rather popular dinner parties. I don't know. I mean, I think they were way ahead of their time, and I'd like to think that, you know, they would be proud. And we're very proud of them.
And on a personal note, what is it like for you to be at an event like this today?
Well, I've been at various fairs and out in the squares and parks for a number of years, and I think it's very, very important to be visible. But as an older lesbian now, I think it's, you know, it's important that I keep coming because we always need role models. And I mean, I'd like to think just my presence here might, you know, inspire some younger women. And also that for those women who are a bit older, that you don't have to fade away and go and live in the suburbs and never come out to things like this. And you might not always agree with everything, but there's enough here, I think, to enjoy and inspire and stimulate. And I just think it's really, really important that we come and support and be visible.